Helen Lloyd, audiobook reel.
Etiquette dictated that a gentleman caller did not extend his visit beyond 15 minutes, so it was that Miss Minerva Dodger knew that her time in the company of Lord Sheridan would be drawing to a close within the next 180 interminable seconds.
Oh, Daisy, how could you? How could you? You're quite impossible.
Impossible? Why? What have I done?
She busily adjusted the tiny lever on her hearing aid.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. You don't want to waste your sweetness on the desert air.
Sometimes the old magic returned. He took her to the theatre. She borrowed a midnight blue cloak from her sister and spent an entire week's salary on an evening blouse. But it was worth not having the money for food when she saw him responding, drawing himself upright, smiling back at her, his grey-blue eyes dark with longing.
You're a lovely sight in midnight blue. You are always pretty. But tonight, tonight, you're dazzling.
When I spotted an elderly gentleman heading up our front path, I thought at first that he might be a Frenchman. Something about the cut of his jacket, the loose coil of his scarf, the rectangular shape of his glasses. But the high polish of his cane and the way he bowed his head to the wind with an air in between defiance and defeat, these things were unmistakably English.
Oh, I'm sorry. I assumed you two were together. Thought you'd know about... Oh, no, we're not together, not at all. We're friends.
Oh, right. Well, Claudia's his ex. He broke her heart disappearing like that.
You mean to Herefordshire?
Yes. She just assumed they'd be in London. Kicked up. Quite a fuss.
Oh. And she sulked like mad and finally said she'd come and join him, at which point he told her not to bother.
Oh.
Civilization. Civilization indeed. Look. My dear Mary, look at William Healy's windows. Blue shoes and nankeen boots. Who would have expected such a sight at a shoemaker's in Old Sanderton?
Quite a man, this Bonaparte. Quite a man. He can beat and conquer anyone living. And they say he's small and puny, nothing much to look at.
Now, Garvin, I'm sure you know perfectly well that there's no need for a formal application for my hand for a dance. It is to be quite an informal party, and none of the ladies will have cards. I shall be quite delighted to stand up with you whenever you wish to ask. And now that that's said, I'm certain you'd prefer browsing about in the library to standing about here making nonsensical conversation. Mr. Sellers and I are quite willing to excuse you.